Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Adorama Sunday Family Fun Day. The date is June 14th, 2015. The time for the event was scheduled at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The price for admission was free. The address was 42 West 18th Street, New York, New York, 10011. The website was www.adorama.com/Monday. AM News in New York says, which is a magazine, says that the event will be, let's see what this says. It says the event will have carnival games, food, entertainment, special celebrity guests, vendor exhibits, prizes, contests, raffles, and it says also that it's the fifth annual street fair. So it was a block party, and it was near 18th Street, like it says, and the cross street was Avenues of America if you, you know, did the other side of the block. And we're, like, near the Old Navy, and it says Chelsea, and the Marshall on the other side. But when we came on the opening side. I guess it was the back side, but we came. But now we're sitting at the banner that actually advertised the Family Fun Day. So I've been here for a while, and I had a good time. And from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., there was Buma Isia-san. And then there was, from 1 to 3, there was Steve Weatherford. And from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., there was Doc Gooden. And from 2 to 4 p.m., there was Frank Delore. And, you know, with an all-time rock party, Rain or Shine. And I was able to pick up a coupon from, you know, researching the event. And I was able to get a bag of free popcorn when I came in if I presented the coupon, because they had popcorn, cotton candy, water, soda, and, you know, a few other items that you could have, you know, for nourishment as far as hydration and a little bit of snack. So that was great. The feature of the program was almost like there's a store, and the store is a part of this block. So inside, we went in, and, you know, they sell cameras, they sell electronics. And so we were able to actually do some hands-on research as far as looking at some binoculars. They have some computers. The inside looked just like the block party outside. Everyone here was nice. I was able to get a souvenir pin, and everyone was, like, interacting with the different booths. You know, they had the dunking booth. They had where you could squirt the water gun into the clown's mouth. There were clowns walking around everywhere. Little kid was allowed to play type of football where, you know, you had to throw the football into a little goalie. And then they had a fake AstroTurf there. And then there were also type of bouncers and jumpers that you could do, that the kids could do. There were balloons and everything. They had men on stilts. They were dressed as clowns. It was a wonderful day for the family of all ages. There was an awesome DJ. And let's see, I have our itinerary here. My name is Tammy Jordan. We're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing the Family Fun Day that was presented by Adorama. So it's A-D-O-R-A-M-A. I've been getting tongue-tied lately. I did about 5 shows, and I've been worried about it. I said, you know, I don't know what's the new problem. Like, I've been sitting here and I've been listening, I've been reading the show, and I got this little accent in nasal, and I'm like worried about it. And I said, you know, I'm writing everything up, and I'm, you know, at the event, it just happened, know what's going on, and it seems like, you know, it was you know, a little bit complicated. So I've been getting tongue tied, don't worry about that. But we also had a chance to see the DJ who was presenting the music, and I think that was world class DJ Frank, D-E-L-O. You are, and that was from 2 to 4. It was awesome beats. You know, everything was wonderful. I had a chance to get a picture of him. I had a chance to get a picture of Doc Gooden, who is the best baseball pitching legend. And that's, again, Doc Gooden. We had a chance to meet and greet. It was a baseball pitching legend. I'm sure my, you know, parents and some of their friends may know of him. I have a picture on my cell phone. I'm going to send it to my son. I thought that was awesome. There were several other people, David Tyree and Chris Snee from the Giants. They also had Steve Weatherford from the Giants. You could take a photo and you could join them, you know, for a little football challenge. They also had Weston Richburg, who was also with the New York Giants. He's a player. And they also had Ruben Randall. So he's also a New York Giant. So they were out today, and everyone was awesome. It was awesome to meet everyone. I actually had a chance to see them set up the Rick Friedman display, and he was doing speed lights, the studio, and it was like a little seminar, and it was finding the light. There were several other people that was in the itinerary, Michael Bobolo, and he was with Sony, the next generation of DSLR, Brooke Mayo, Capturing and Captivating Kids. So it was an all-star set list and a lot of, you know, prominent people. They had all types of brands. That's the reason for the store. The store actually sells multiple carriers and brand names. So Olympus was there, Intel, Sony, Nikon, and then they had LG products. They had Fujifilm, Canon, and then they had Dell. And they had the Samsung and Microsoft. There were plenty of others, et cetera, but those are just to name a few. There were tents all over. That was nice, lining the block. Face painting, guest tents. They also had, again, we'd like to reiterate that the DJ had us dancing. There was a dunk tank, you know, for anyone who could throw accurately and hit the buzzer, the girl would dunk into the water. That was absolutely awesome. In New York today, they absolutely are having, you know, more than one party. There's the Puerto Rican Day Parade going on the other side. I think that's uptown. I came downtown to do this particular program. They had a water gun game, as we said before, the Bounce Castle. There was food. There has a learning center, Leisure Pros, face painting again, and multiple tables where you can get all type of information, and you could buy a ticket for raffles and different things like that. That's our time for this show. We invite you again to stay coordinated with your government and community calendars. There's all type of fun events for families and children and teens. Parents and teens can get, you know, a whole lot to do. You know, some things are over 10, you know, for the most part, because of the outdoor attractions and because of, you know, space is going to need changing tables. You're going to need, all types of things as far as places to park, to carriages and, you know, pooling centers nearby for small toddlers. We're, you know, the older teens now, we're so blessed to have teens now. I'm so blessed and I thank God that we're in this new stage of development. You know, we can go out, and my son actually invited me to a similar event in front of his high school, and it was called Family Fun Day at Neptune High School, and they had everything from jumpers to live goats and the petting zoo to tables to hair design. You can go right up and get a beauty parlor lady to do your hair on her stage and her, you know, in a chair. Some local residents that we did know, Abby Bennett was there, and she was doing hair. And it looked like if it wasn't her, and I stand corrected. But now we're just looking at that. And you know, just host of things to do. And I totally enjoy it. I lost my son for a little while. He had met up with some other kids. They did a trick on me. They changed T-shirts right in the middle of the event. I was looking for, you know, the same color that I have worn. We probably out in red T-shirts, just say for instance, because it's red and black at their alma mater, colors, just the spirit colors. So I was out in probably a red T-shirt dressing like him. And somewhere along the way, the kids came, they jumped on bikes, they were ready to go a little bit further down the street. There was, you know, time to eat and different things going on and to fill out from the party. And they changed their clothes and put on black T-shirts. And I was standing there staring, looking for my son. And he had on a black T-shirt by now. Let's just say just those colors, for instance. And I had no idea, you know, if I had to do, you know, one of those things like, what is he wearing? I said, a red T-shirt, because I'm wearing a red T-shirt. We wore the same thing out of the house. They had, I wanted the parents to realize that sometimes they are trying to throw us off, you know. So you have to be up on those particular points. Be mindful of your kids. Bring book bags. If you have a chance and they're allowing you to have a good relationship, go into the bag to see if there's a change of clothes, to see if there's an extra T-shirt, to see if there's dress or formal wear, to see if they're changing to go somewhere else. And notice that the other kids are doing the same, because sometimes there's a nearby party, and sometimes they're, you know, going out to do several different things. And so be careful of that, because a lot of us know that back in the years, they told us to code with our kids. That way, if anybody is separated from the bunch, we'll always say that we were in the same colors. And so sometimes they're like going with a different bunch who had on a different color, so then they have to color code with the new buddy group. So you have to make sure that you're like up on what's going on, and that's a new technique that was, you know, pulled on me at a family event. And who would think that you're pulling on a family event and not like, you know, a house party event, because you have to dance with this dance group and then you dance with the other dance group because you change clothes all the time. But, you know, they're, when they're walking around, they want everyone color-coded, so they know, the new responsible person knows that they're all dressed the same, you know, with them, and now you have left your mother, you came with me, we put you on our color. So things like that, you know, you have to be aware of, you know, and if they were on foot, you have to say they're on foot, but remember there's a biking, people ride on the handlebars, and, you know, they jumped on the handlebars or the bike, you didn't think you saw an extra bike, so you didn't think they could leave, and then they left the party, you know. So we have to be on these new cues, you have to stay up on what's going on, because the kids are savvy with all these new techniques of how to, you know, get right into the other group, you know, and if another mother is there, she's dressed like me, you know, we, you know, they buddy up to that extent that, you know, we still have some, you know, parent, you know, appropriations here, and, you know, so we have to, like, you know, pay attention to what's going on, stay involved, and learn these new techniques of, you know, what's going on with the different groups and the different, you know, parenting techniques that they're using. I'm like Miss Tammy. I'm wearing the same thing as Miss Tammy. I'm dressing down. Our fashion, you know, is the same as yours. We have on Aeropostale. We're wearing Old Navy. We have on comfy t-shirts. You know, we have on, you know, just a pair of a denim and a t-shirt. You know, we're the same. We're out to have the party. We're not out doing a date unless we said that we're dating. You know, sometimes parents will come out, they're dressed really sharp, and it's going to be someone at the, you know, school event, and, you know, that parent doesn't know who the other parent, that, you know, if they're kids, they know who is dating. The guy came to my mom's house. He came to your mom's house. You know, this was going on when we were 16. And so, you know, you have to see if your mom is trying to dress really pretty to go to the party, you know, are they about, you know, loving us as teens and taking care of all of us, or are they actually about, you know, meeting the other parents and interacting that way and socializing and keeping, you know, another relationship sad that's causing trouble amongst the parents. So a lot of times when you get invited out to a social event, you have to have that caliber, you know, that people, that the kids decided that you're one of the parents that can come because you are doing what you are expected to do. You are doing what you're asked to do, and that alone, so that you can cause chaos amongst the children. But as long as you're going and you're staying active, you know, and encourage your family to stay active, they will, and they will think and ponder, you know, they said here, you know, the thought about what's going on in each household and how to interact once we're outside at a public place. That's our story for this time. Until next time.